12 Days in June is the story of one possible future for America. At this moment, the country is in chaos, and it seems to get worse every day. Donald Trump has accused his enemies of treason, threatened to declare martial law in response to civil unrest, and has not fully committed to a peaceful transition of power should he lose the election. His powers to suppress mass protests are immense and largely unknown to the public. If he doesn't leave office on January 20th, what happens? All around the world, in Hong Kong, Belarus, Bolivia, Nigeria, popular protest movements are rising up to challenge authoritarian regimes. Those regimes are not going down without a fight. Is the United States of America next to be added to the list? Framed as a five-part series of articles published in 2022, the story looks back on history that has not yet been written. Part one covers how the months following the 2020 presidential election set the table for upheaval, massive even by today's standards. Parts two through five track the extraordinary events moment to moment, told from the perspectives of journalists, activists, government insiders, and ordinary Americans. 12 Days in June is the story of a nation experiencing and surviving an unprecedented crisis. Here's a preview of what's to come. The Lodestar magazine presents 12 Days in June, The Untold Story of the American Spring by Max Azer, January-February 2022 issue. This is the first story in a five-part series on the greatest crisis in American democracy since the Civil War, as it unfolded over just 12 days in June 2021. Drawing on newly available sources and exhaustive research, Max Azer recounts the gripping drama of those events from the perspectives of key participants and places the violence in the context of the political turmoil that preceded it. This issue's story, Prelude, places special emphasis on clarifying the events of the 8 months leading up to the crisis, about which there has been much confusion and disinformation. Part 1. Prelude. The burner phone buzzed in the darkness. In a seventh-floor room at the Four Seasons, Los Angeles, Julia Glazer snapped awake. From the clock on her bedside iPad, it was going on 4 a.m. She fumbled for her glasses and switched on the lamp. Groggy and squinting from the sudden glare, she knocked the phone off the nightstand, and by the time she found it on the floor and unlocked it, the screen was showing one missed call. Her regular phone was showing a string of text messages from her husband, Washington Post reporter Michael Glazer. 3:36 a.m. Turn on the TV. 3:39 a.m. I know it's early there, but turn on the TV now. 3:40 a.m. Are you awake? We need to talk right now. Heart pounding, Julia managed to remember the number from Michael's burner and press dial. It rang and rang and rang, with a recording finally announcing that the person she was trying to reach was unavailable now. Then she tried his regular phone on her own, but it went straight to voicemail. Only then did she turn on the television. The large flat screen on the opposite wall blazed to life, and the first words she heard were her husband's name. CNN's John Berman was speaking with a Democratic strategist about some new outrage by the president, while the chyron at the bottom of the screen promised an impending comment from the White House. "Let's put that tweet back up there," Berman said, "because although President Trump has a long history of attacks on the press, this morning's tweet takes those attacks into new, darker territory." They splashed the tweet up onto the screen, and Julia felt herself going numb as she read the words of the most powerful man in the world. Very un-American reporter Michael Glazer, hack, stirring up violence in our cities. Big lies. If someone shot him, many would cheer. At Real Donald Trump, 6:33 a.m., 7 June 2021. 12 Days in June will be launching in late October as a podcast miniseries and ebook under a Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license, ad-free and supported only by voluntary donations. We hope you'll join us. 12 Days in June is a work of speculative fiction. The Lodestar magazine and Max Azer are fictitious entities. Public figures and entities are depicted in a fictitious context. Their actions and statements are presented hypothetically as satirical political commentary, protected under fair use and the First Amendment. All other characters are wholly fictitious, and any resemblances to persons, living or dead, or events that take place after the publication of this work are purely coincidental.